bonus track. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos.
Today, we are recording live as well on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. So it's so important for us to be able to be together on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded show. Soy su anfitriona, Marty Angel, Marty Angel, here to talk today to you about being an over 55 mujerpreneur. And this, amigas chulas hermosas, is your guide to starting and to growing your business. But let's talk a little bit about the face of entrepreneurship. How is the face of entrepreneurship changing and bringing, you know, you to the current status of Latina entrepreneurship? So as a mujerpreneur, you need to understand that the face of entrepreneurship is changing and bringing to light groups that have been historically underrepresented in business so far. This includes you, mujerpreneurs, over the age of 55, who are making significant inroads in your niche market. And so today I'm going to talk about how this group of mujerpreneurs reflects the wealth of experience that older Latina mujeres bring to the business world, which in turn enriches the marketplace. You know, it was always said that entrepreneurship was for the young. No, mijita, no chula, no hermosa. The truth of the matter is entrepreneurship is for you at any age in life. So can we please stop being ageist? Can we just embrace the fact that que somos mujerpreneurs? No le hace a qué edad. It doesn't matter at what age. But what's important is to really embrace the diversity in entrepreneurship, the diversity that is showing up on social media, the diversity in business ownership. When you look at the stats, it's very important to a healthy economy to have a variation of entrepreneurs entering the market. You know, people are unique in that way. They think and their experiences, and these mujeres, they have experiences which can shed light on some of the younger mujerpreneurs' experiences and journeys. And when you listen to the voice of experience, this can result in different solutions to problems which you may be facing as a young mujerpreneur and thereby benefit by the community at large. So it's always good to have young and seasoned mujeres in your groups. And that's one thing I strive for. In the upcoming masterclass, where I am actually going to be launching a 6-month membership for mujerpreneurs at the end of June. So if you're listening to this before the end of June and want to know a little bit more, make sure and you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, remember to hit that bell and to comment so that you can always be aware of when I drop the next episode on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast. But if you want to know more, you can also find me on social media at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. And there, send me a DM. I still answer my own DMs, and I emphatically encourage you to send me one. Just say hi, right? So let me talk to you again. Mujerpreneurs, Latina women, ownership by age group over 55 is one of the most current and most impressive areas of growth in entrepreneurship. The most impressive part of the growth of the Latina entrepreneurship is really truly the fact that over 55 Latina women entrepreneurs, the mujerpreneurs, make up more than half of all the more than half of all the mujerpreneurs in the past 10 years. And another thing, otra cosa, in the last 10 years, Latina businesses have increased exponentially. Now, for me, that means a lot because I was an algebra teacher. And if you remember your algebra days, when you have that little exponent on top of that number, that's how large it's growing. And so, mujeres, know that being a Latina entrepreneur is a market that is growing exponentially. So keep your eyes peeled because there is an ebook coming out that explains this in length. Why you, as an older mujerpreneur, should really consider opening up your business. If you're thinking about retiring, what are you going to do after you retire? ¿Qué vas a hacer cuando te retires? You know, the statistics show that when people retire, if they have nothing else to look forward to, their quality of life emphatically and drastically changes and goes downhill. But I don't want that to happen to you. So keep your eyes peeled for the ebook that explains the beauty of the older mujerpreneur at length. So let's talk about challenges faced. One of the challenges that we face as mujerpreneurs is access to capital, which is, like I said, a major challenge because access to capital for Latinas traditionally has always been almost close to zilch. You know, because traditional financing sources often fail to recognize the particular challenges that face us, the mujerpreneurs, who are, and all the other women who are both minority and often older. There is no reason on earth, no hay ninguna razón por qué no empieces tu side gig, para que no empieces tu negocio, para que tus anhelos, your dreams can come true. Next, the other challenge that we have as an older mujerpreneur is the fact that we have to really get in there and we have market penetration. We need to know how to penetrate the market because trying to penetrate the market of entrepreneurship can be challenging. So we either penetrate as a has-been, or we create new ways to penetrate them. And either way you look at it, those present a different set of hurdles. So perhaps, especially to those who are underrepresented, underprivileged, are the fact that there are less advantages for you and for your digital expertise than the young. So we find this scenario where the young kids, you know, they grew up with technology, you did not. So maybe that's a hurdle that you begin to chip away at, if you will. You want to chip away. So digital expertise can be good for you, not just for the young mujerpreneurs. And the other thing that's important for the over 55 Latina mujerpreneur is the fact that there are cultural and gender challenges that many Latinas, you know, old and young, run into. There are many cultural and gender biases when it comes to networking and securing contracts, from colorism to ageism to, you know, just being in the right place at the right time and or being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever those challenges are, they're real. They're not few and far between, but they're there for you. And you have to take them. You have to take the bull by the horns and really address those challenges. But let me share some success stories that I have personally witnessed. For instance, there was you guys all know that I am also a network marketer, and I'm always looking for new team members, and I'm always looking to share the products with new customers. So what I have seen is that many women, and I'm going to talk about one in particular, a 58-year-old Latina who used her cultural heritage to start a successful online craft store and also be part of a network marketing store. What she ended up doing was amazing. She ended up using that network marketing business, because when you enter the world of network marketing, it usually comes with a sponsor, an upline, and free coaching. I know that for me, in my area of expertise, I coach all of my team members to success for free. Well, it's sort of for free, but they are part of my what we call downline. But it is so important to understand that you can also go and hire a coach or belong to a group coaching, you know, a membership of group coaching that can help you craft your online store, right? And your online business. Now, let me talk a little bit about another woman that I personally know. She's a 60-year-old woman who owns a consulting firm that trains businesses on diversity and inclusion. Why? Why did she choose that? Because she was building on her long-standing career as a corporate person doing the same things at corporate firms. So she took her knowledge from her corporate job, brought it into the entrepreneurial world, and is doing quite well. So you have to take a look at, what have I done? I know for me personally, when I actually embrace the fact that as a former school principal, the fact that I ran a school successfully and I had 125 teachers reporting to me and over 100 support staff reporting to me, I realized that what I was in the business of education. I was running a school, which is every school is in and of itself a small business, right? And so when I really embrace that, I realize, yes, you know what? I had a side gig and I am qualified to be a six-figure business coach. So it's so important that you draw upon all of your expertise, all of your experiences, no matter what anybody says, draw upon them, and you can then begin to create a successful business, right? A successful business online or brick and mortar, whatever is your choice. Now, I hear you asking me though, are you sure, Marty? How can I, over 55, start a business? Really? And here's what I have to say. I have to say, yes, it's so true. You can start a business even though you're over 55. There are initial steps, and at times it might seem like it's just a wish, and at other times a thought process that just comes in. But the one thing in common with starting a business later in life is the solid idea and deep thinking about the market needs. You see, what I find in coaching various people is I find that the older, the more mature mujerpreneur tends to deeply bring to the arena a deep focus, a deep learning, and a rich set of ideals and you know, tasks that they've, you know, done over the years. So amazing, so important that you can help others, right? So if you're thinking about it, don't think too long. Just get in there, and maybe you hire yourself a coach, or maybe you join a community like my community that is launching. It's a 6-month membership that is launching at the end of June. So check out the awesome resources that you can actually use to get you started on your path today. Small Business Administration, you know, the Center for the Development of Business, associations like the Latina Business Women's Association, different things that you can hook into, and also just be able to absorb like a sponge so that you can get out there and finally create that business that you have always really wanted to create. You know, there's no law, no hay ninguna regla, no hay ninguna ley que dice que no puedes tener 55 años o más y empezar tu negocio. There's no law. There is no written word anywhere saying that you, over the age of 55, can't start a business. Now, let me just kind of remind you, who's running the country, right? Are they over the age of 55? Oh, yes. They're even over the age of 70 and getting close to 80. So if they can do it, you can certainly do it too. So if you're listening to me on the podcast, remember to look in the show notes, and I have put together some awesome resources to get you started on your path today. Also, if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, check below, and I'll leave a link below to where I have a lot of free resources for you to consider to get started today. So important. And as I said before, hit that bell and subscribe so you know that I'm always there. So let's talk about the next thing. Let's talk about legal considerations. You need to know what you need to know about registering your business, what you need to know about getting licenses, what you need to know about creating, you know, asset protection, an LLC, an S-Corp, whatever it is, and how to apply it to your business, and how to know whether or not that is good for your business. So it's so important because you need to be compliant with your local and with your federal laws. It's so important. Es muy importante que siempre tengan enfrente de ustedes alguien que les puede dar los recursos para saber cuáles son las leyes. What are your state and federal laws, right? Let's talk about creating a sophisticated business plan. You know, you can now, with the help of AI, you can create a sophisticated business plan that involves financial projections, market analysis, and growth strategies that are very crucial to your success. And you're going to need them. You're going to need them. Van a necesitar todas estas estrategias, y les aviso. Why are you going to need them? You're asking Marty, why am I going to need them? Well, you're going to need them in order to go out and ask for a loan. You're going to need them in order to make sure that your business is protected. There's a lot of what we call identity theft out there and things that are happening that you really need to protect yourself and your business from. So you need to take into consideration your protection for yourself and for your business. The next thing I want you to think about considering is marketing, because your marketing strategies for you, the older mujerpreneur, can be very different and look very different than the ones for the younger mujerpreneurs, right? So it's important. Digital marketing means that you're utilizing digital marketing techniques so that you can reach a broader target audience, so that you can create more brand awareness, so that you can get out there and share your message about your product or your service effectively. ¿Verdad? Una de las cosas que es muy importante es que aprendan a hacer digital marketing para que saquen adelante el negocio, ¿verdad? So it's really important. Las redes sociales son muy importantes, ¿verdad? The other thing that you can do when you're trying to create, brand awareness is your community engagement. Think about that. Community engagement, which means that, you know, attending neighborhood events and local networking events that are going to lead to more customers, more business awareness, and creating that loyal customer base that your business is so dependent on. So one of the things that I want to share with you is I was really good at creating community engagement when I was a school principal. I would invite the community to have cafecito with me. The parents were having cafecito with me. I would go out there and network and share all the, you know, success stories that were happening inside my school, because nobody really knows anything about what happens inside the school, as they won't know what happens inside your business unless you share the positive out there, right? There's so much negativity out there that you want to make sure that you're sharing the positive. You want to make sure that you're out there sharing all the good that you can do, right? So think about attending those neighborhood events, and think about attending those network marketing events that are local, and supporting local businesses. It's so important, because when you support local, then you can also get loyal customers, right? So important. But let's talk about the next area. And this is where most people tell me, okay, Marty, I'm ready to start. But now talk to me about, where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get funding? Where are my, you know, financial resources? Well, here's just a few of these things. And a few of them, you know, you can always go to the Small Business Administration. There's grants, there's funding out there, there's loans out there. You might even find federal and state grants that are specifically intended for you, the mujerpreneur over 55, as a startup. Or maybe you are already a mujerpreneur and you just need another little loan or whatever, another loan. A lo mejor necesitas un poco más de dinero to grow your, let's say, your expansion on your marketing, or maybe you need more inventory, whatever it is. So look for those grants and microfinance businesses that usually, oftentimes, are there to help you, the minority and the mujerpreneurs, all you female entrepreneurs. Look for those. Why is it important for you to understand? Is because that there are private funding options as well that many people don't understand, but there are private funding options that you can try to solicit. You can get venture capital from angel investors or crowdfunding. But I would be remiss if I did not mention as well that there are microfinance lenders. I know here in San Diego and in Orange County and in LA County, there is a microfinance lending company that is looking to help the mujerpreneur, and they are Accessity.org. So you can find them online. And you can actually go there, and they've got all kinds of resources, and maybe they can answer your question. Microfinance lenders are a way in which the mujerpreneur can get the loans, the grants, and things that they need, and the information they need, and the resources they need to move forward. So remember, and I'm not getting paid. This is not a paid ad or whatever, but Accessity.org, it's spelled A-C-C-E-S-S-I-T-Y. So just remember the double C, the double S, Accessity.org. And you can go there. They're microfinance lenders, and they have a wealth of information, right? But now, one of my specialties as a Latina biz coach is the role of technology. So as you open your business, know, conoce cuáles son tus fuertes, what are your strengths, right? The other thing that I see many people lacking is, what are their values? You have to know your values, because value-added marketing will bring in the customer that aligns with your core values. Right? But me, as me sharing the technology, because as an educator, I was also a tech mentor teacher. So I was hardwiring schools, and I was installing software and doing all kinds of things. And I'm a techie to this day. So the role of technology, though, in an older mujerpreneur can be a point of contention. Why? Because we didn't grow up with technology, right? We didn't grow up holding a phone in our hands. Nowadays, children come out of the womb holding a phone. I'm just kidding, but it sure seems that way, right? So you, mujerpreneur, no le tengas miedo a la tecnología. Maybe you ask somebody like me, the Latina biz coach, with one of my strengths being technology, and that's what I do. And I love the coaching. I love to share all of these techniques and online resources for you to be able to work smarter, not harder. So as a mujerpreneur, I do my best to touch upon this in my membership course, right? In my membership, 6-month membership. But let me just say that one way to expand your reach that many people that have a brick and mortar business don't understand is how to bring that brick and mortar business to an e-commerce site. Because e-commerce is basically the online world of small businesses, right? So a commerce site, a commerce platform, and there are many out there, can help you reach a wider audience. And it can increase your already you're already sales, if that's a way to say it. So e-commerce, teniendo una tienda de e-commerce en línea, les puede ayudar a ustedes a vender más cosas, ¿verdad? A vender sus servicios, productos y cosas así, right? The how to do this is something that, like I said, that I teach in my 6-month private membership group. Why do I call it private membership? Este es lo que les enseño en el grupo privado de membresía, ¿verdad? It's a 6-month course. Why do I call it private? Because I draw the line at 100 people. No more than 100 people in my membership every 6 months. Why? Because I've been a part of memberships that are way, way larger, and I don't get the value, that bang for your buck. I get lost in a sea of questions. My questions get lost in a sea of questions. I get lost in the sea of other entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who are struggling just like me. And at the end, only the best swimmers survive. That's basically the truth. So why am I so passionate? That's why I am so passionate about my private membership group that again will launch at the end of June through the end of the year. So if you're looking to end this year, 2024, with a bigger bang for your buck and more sales than you've ever dreamed possible, make sure to send me a DM. Make sure to send me anything, any question. Drop your question below. Give me some love, and I will answer you personally. But check out one of these e-commerce platforms that I love so much. And this commerce platform is truly my favorite, and that's the one that I use, which is my Stan store. I love the Stan store. If you are wanting to look at, you know, starting your Stan store, make sure, if you're listening to me live, as soon as this is over, I will post the link below in the comments below. And if you're listening to me on the audio version, wherever you listen to your favorite shows, make sure you look at the show note, because the link to start to take a look at the Stan store will be there. Now, finally, let's talk about social media marketing. Social media is a blessed tool right now, free tool to create a community around the brand that you are trying to build, because it gives you access, direct access and direct contact with your customer. But it does take consistency. Remember that through networking and support groups are key to your success. Now, you can network and belong to support groups online as well and in social media, like on Instagram right now. We're having all of those, you know, what they call the channels that you're able to belong to on Facebook. It's the groups. And, you know, there's also like Mighty Networks and many other platforms out there that are for, you know, business associations, local business associations, and also online business associations. So keep looking. If you need any help, like I said before, I have a free resource in my Stan store for you. But think about joining local businesses, local business associations that can provide networking opportunities, mentorship, and additional resources. But let me just say, déjenme decirles, chulas hermosas, if you want to bring your business online, you want to get comfortable with being online. That doesn't mean that you have to dance or do whatever on social media, but it means that you need to be aware and start trying some of these things online. Because remember, there are online communities and online forums and blogs and articles of other people preaching that you can do it gospel that are, you know, great for support and bits of other advice as well. I know for me, I write an article and I publish it every week. Every week there's a new article on my blog and on places like medium.com where you can, you know, search for online advice, if you will, and suggestions from other mujerpreneurs. Because you may find that other mujerpreneurs more often than not can give you that little something that you need because they have very similar problems to what you may be experiencing, and maybe they have helpful experiences to share. So, hermosas, chulas, regardless of how challenging you think it might be to start a brick and mortar business or an online business after the age of 55, yes, it can be very scary, but it can be very rewarding. And lastly, let me mention that you, Latina entrepreneur, you the mujerpreneur, as I have coined the term, have the potential to change the life of many others and to change your community. So you deserve to be out there, and the community needs to hear from you. They deserve to hear all of your wisdom. They deserve to hear all of your experiences so they can learn, as always. They can, right? So, mujeres hermosas, chulas, gracias so much for being on the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast. I hope that you found value in today's message. And hermosas, let me just say that I am here for you. And remember, if you want more information about the upcoming private membership that's about to launch, build your business, you know, the academy. I call it the academy, right? I call it the academy because it's important. I'm an educator, and it's an academic course type of thing. But if you're really looking, I really would love to have you reach out to me, ask for more information, and I'll be more than happy to give it to you now or later. So as always, mujeres hermosas, chulas, gracias por estar aquí. I wish you the best of luck in your entrepreneurial venture. Gracias. This is Marty Angel, your anfitriona, signing off saying gracias, thank you, and have a blessed day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.